Good morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Thursday, September 16th, 2021. I'm Josh Nelson. Last night's game between the Los Angeles Angels and the Chicago White Sox was a low-scoring affair, but one that the White Sox may regret not cashing in on key opportunities late. Scoring began in the third inning when Angels' Phil Gosselin hit a grounder to third base. As Yoan Moncada fielded the grounder, he took his time to set up for the throw, but Gosselin beat out the throw for the infield single, and that infield single allowed David Fletcher to score from third base, and the Angels were ahead 1-0. While Yoan Moncada had that defensive mishap, he made up for it by hitting his 12th home run of the season, a solo shot in the fourth inning to tie the game. Moncada also got the White Sox out of a bases-loaded jam in the fifth inning, turning an inning-ending 5-3 double play, touching third and making the throw to first base. The Angels retook the lead in the sixth inning when two singles against Dallas Keuchel put runners on the corners, and a sacrifice fly to right field was deep enough to make it a 2-1 game. That lead didn't last long, as in the bottom half of the sixth inning, Jose Abreu lined a double down the left field line, his 27th double of the season, and would score on Yasmani Grandal's single to right field. That base hit for Grandal extended his streak to 30 straight games reaching on base. It's currently the second longest streak in Major League Baseball, behind Tampa's rookie wonder kid, Wander Franco, whose current streak is at 39 games. Frank Thomas had a 42-game on-base streak spanning two seasons in 1998 and 1999. The seesaw went back and forth in the eighth inning. Michael Kopech was throwing serious heat, but his 100.8-mile-per-hour fastball to Brandon Marsh found the middle of the strike zone, and Marsh did not miss, hitting a solo home run to center field, his second home run of the season. But the White Sox had a chance in the eighth inning to tie the game. Luis Robert and Yoan Moncada hit back-to-back singles, but unfortunately, Jose Abreu and Yasmani Grandal struck out, ending that rally. In the ninth inning, Eloy Jimenez hit a leadoff double. Manager Tony La Russa had Billy Hamilton pinch run for Jimenez, and after Lourdes Garcia reached on an infield single, runners were on the corners with just one out. But again, another White Sox hitter struck out, this time being Brian Goodwin. Cesar Hernandez hit a deepish fly to left field, but fell short of the warning track to end the game. Dallas Keuchel made it through six innings and got the quality start, but breaking it down, Keuchel threw 98 pitches and 50 of them were balls. That's not quality. Keuchel also allowed six hits and five walks in six innings, but managed to only allow two runs. That's a lot of traffic on the base paths, and it could have ended like the previous 11 starts for Keuchel, where the opposing team scores 5-plus runs. But the results are the results, and for Keuchel's sake, hopefully this gives him some confidence moving forward to try to regain his 2020 form. Michael Kopech got the loss for allowing the home run to Brandon Marsh, but he pitched two innings, striking out three. Garrett Crochet pitched a scoreless ninth inning, reaching 99 miles per hour on his fastball. White Sox hitter struck out 11 times while walking just once, and all White Sox batters had a base hit except for Brian Goodwin. With the loss, the Chicago White Sox are now 83-62 on the season. Today is an afternoon game starting at 1:10 p.m. Central Time. If you listened to the previous White Sox wake-up call, I had the probable pitchers mixed up. Today, Ronaldo Lopez makes a start for the Chicago White Sox, and he'll be going up against Alex Cobb of the Los Angeles Angels. Since returning from Charlotte, Lopez is 3-2 on the season with a 2.05 ERA, making 16 appearances, which includes 6 starts. Lopez's last two outings have been fine. Not bad, but also not good, as he's allowed 3 runs in each appearance that ended up with more walks than strikeouts. Hopefully, Lopez finds a way to generate more whiffs. In 15 starts this season, Alex Cobb has a 3.82 ERA with 84 strikeouts in 77 2/3 innings. Cobb last pitched on July 23rd against Minnesota, in which he lasted 5 innings, allowing 7 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, walking 1 and striking out 4. We'll see how much rust Alex Cobb has facing this White Sox lineup. You could watch the game on NBC Sports Chicago or
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Listen on the radio at ESPN 1000 AM.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Down on the farm, Mike Rodolfo had a monster home run that traveled 475 feet, but his eighth home run in AAA was the only run scored by Charlotte as the Knights lost to Durham 2-1. Matt Foster pitched a scoreless inning, striking out the side, as the Knights pitchers combined to strike out 12 batters and walk none. Asheville hit four home runs as they wrecked the Winston-Salem Dash 10-1. And Birmingham and Kannapolis were both rained out. Around Major League Baseball, the Chicago White Sox magic number remains at 7 as Cleveland easily handled the Minnesota Twins, winning 12-3. As far as home field advantage for the American League Divisional Series, Houston bounced back, beating up the Texas Rangers 7-2. Oakland and Kansas City engaged in another slugfest. This time, the Athletics won 12-10. The Colorado Rockies outlasted the Atlanta Braves in 10 innings, 3-2. The St. Louis Cardinals beat up on the New York Mets again, winning 11-4. The Mets are now 72-75 this season. The New York Yankees scored two runs in the top of the ninth inning to beat the Baltimore Orioles 4-3. The Philadelphia Phillies walked off the Chicago Cubs 6-5. The other Pennsylvania team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, while honoring Roberto Clemente, walked off the Cincinnati Reds 5-4. The Boston Red Sox scored six runs in the top of the 10th inning to beat the Seattle Mariners in extras 9-4. The Toronto Blue Jays bounced back to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-3. The Detroit Tigers have won back-to-back games against the Milwaukee Brewers, this time winning 4-1. And the Miami Marlins scored four runs in the 9th inning to beat the Washington Nationals 8-6. Your American League wildcard race update. As of right now, it is still a three-way tie for the American League, with the New York Yankees and the Toronto Blue Jays having identical records of 82-64. The Boston Red Sox have an 83-65 record. They have played two more games than the Blue Jays and Yankees. Oakland and Seattle have shuffled as far as in the American League West as the Oakland Athletics move into second place as they have a 78-67 record. They're 3.5 games back of the Toronto Blue Jays and New York Yankees in the wild card race, and Seattle drops down to third place as they are now 78-68. They're 4 games back. Over in the National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers, their focus is trying to win the National League West as they're attempting to catch the San Francisco Giants. They have a 93-53 record. St. Louis now has a game and a half lead over both San Diego and Cincinnati. So it's really looking like St. Louis has taken control of the fifth seed, and their reward of doing so is playing a one-game playoff against the Los Angeles Dodgers right now. The Cardinals have a 76-69 record, while San Diego has a 74-70 record. Cincinnati is 75-71, and the Philadelphia Phillies are 3 games back of the St. Louis Cardinals at 73-72. That will do it for this White Sox Wake Up Call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support us, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine, as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcasts and website, and the first opportunity to purchase our new swag items. We also have annual plans that you could save 9% from the monthly plans, and those that sign up for the 10 war plan, you now get the new Sox Machine pint glass for your hashtag 1080 needs. Have a great Thursday morning, everyone. For SoxMachine.com, I'm Josh Nelson. Thanks for listening.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.